Today, the mayor of Paris and the head of the French Olympic Committee swam in the River Seine. The idea was to prove the river is safe ahead of competition at the Summer Olympics. Bit of a problem with that goal. The swim was much delayed because the water did not meet safety standards. But now it does. And France has spent millions of dollars to clean up the iconic river so athletes can compete in it during the Summer Games. Spoke to Eleanor Beardsley from Paris to find out if the river is really ready for prime time. Hey, Eleanor.
Hello, Scott.
So the mayor took a dip. There were thousands or so of onlookers. Why all this interest?
Well, you know, as you said, the river is a major part of these Olympics, not just for the beauty, but there are sporting events on it. And there were fears that the river would not meet swimming standards because it's been raining so much, Scott, and that overwhelms the sewage systems, and that can spill over into the Seine. So there was talk of making, for example, the triathlon a duathlon without the swimming, yeah. And the mayor was supposed to take this dip to prove it was swimmable a month ago, but today it happened, and there was much anticipation for it. Hundreds of people were lining the banks and bridges watching, and here's what it sounded like when Men Hidalgo put on her goggles and backed down that ladder and pushed back into the Seine River. She actually swam a long time, splashing, doing laps, accompanied by all of her staff and some former Olympic athletes. The Seine was a giant pool party today, and the sun was out. So it was really amazing. And Hidalgo came out of the water, and she spoke to journalists. She was still in her wetsuit. She spoke in English, French, and Spanish. She said the water was cool but not cold and fairly clear despite the recent weather. She said it was so nice she didn't want to get out. Let's listen to her.
It's amazing. You know, it was a dream for us. We work a lot and very hard for that. And it's also for the planet, you know, and for the river and for the ocean. We did it.
Well, did they do it? I mean, is this a long-term solution for pollution in the river?
Well, yes and no. It's definitely cleaner. This river has been filthy for decades, and there have been promises to clean it up for decades. You know, former Mayor Jacques Chirac in the early 90s wanted to swim, and he never got the chance. The Olympics was a big accelerator to cleaning the river. In the last 9 years, they've spent about €1.5 billion, in particular building these massive holding tanks that they can hold 13 million gallons of water. That's the equivalent of 20 Olympic-sized pools. It takes pressure off the sewage system in rains, and it temporarily holds that overflow. So if it stays dry, all will be well. But if there's a huge sudden, you know, rain pours, that's what can overwhelm the system. And that's why they've been testing every day. I want you to hear Pierre Rabadon. He's deputy mayor and he's head of sports, the Olympic Games, and the Seine River.
This is clean. Don't think that we're just deciding one time now we can swim. We have tests every day. If the water is not good, we will not go in. It's just a scientific position.
Could this be more broad? Could you be a tourist, you know, stroll the left bank, then put your goggles on and hop in and take a swim?
You absolutely could. The mayor wants to create 20 swimming spots by 2025. You know, the goal of this Olympics is to improve the environment, not pollute, and also to leave something there for the people to make quality of life better. And so the mayor says when the Olympics are gone, we still want people to be able to swim in their Seine River.
Eleanor, would you swim in the Seine?
You know, I would, and I think I will this summer.
Sounds like a plan. That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.